Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
All right, so are you ready to dive into a case that's got more twists and turns than a season finale of, well, anything?
Buckle up, because this one's a doozy.
That's what they all say, but I have a feeling you might be right about this one.
Oh, I'm positive.
The Dan Markle case. It's got all the ingredients of a Hollywood thriller, right? A seemingly picture-perfect couple, a messy divorce, and a murder that shook this quiet Tallahassee community to its core.
Yeah, it's one of those cases that just grabs you and doesn't let go. And the deeper you dig, the more you realize just how tangled the web really is.
Exactly. So let's start at the beginning. We've got Dan and Wendy, both high-powered lawyers, both from well-off Jewish families. You'd think it was a match made in, well, law school, wouldn't you?
You'd think so, right. And for a while, it seemed like they really had it all. But like you said, looks can be deceiving.
What went wrong? Was it just one of those things, or were there cracks in the foundation from the start?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the answer is probably a bit of both. See, on paper, they had a lot in common, but those commonalities sometimes masked deeper differences.
What kind of differences?
Well, for starters, their personalities. Dan, while brilliant, was more introverted. He found his calling in academia, eventually landing a professorship at FSU. Wendy, on the other hand, was outgoing, ambitious, thrived on the energy of big city life. Moving to Tallahassee, a world away from her family and her Miami roots. Let's just say it wasn't exactly her dream scenario.
The classic city mouse, country mouse dilemma. I've seen that one before. But it sounds like there's more to it than just location. You mentioned cultural clashes, especially within their families.
Exactly. And this is where things get really interesting. You've got Dan's family, who, from what we can gather, had a more, shall we say, modern approach to their Jewish faith.
Okay, so a little less traditional.
Right. And then you have Wendy's family, the Adelsons, who are depicted as much more traditional, more observant. This difference in religious observance, especially regarding marriage and raising children, created this, well, this underlying tension.
Fascinating. It's like those subtle differences were always there, simmering beneath the surface, just waiting for the right moment to erupt.
Exactly. And as the marriage progressed and those differences became more pronounced, that tension, well, it just kept building.
And let's not forget about Wendy's novel. I mean, you flagged this as a potential clue, and for good reason. It's about a wife who's unhappy with her husband's career move, feels isolated in a new city. Talk about art imitating life.
It really does make you wonder, doesn't it? Now, whether Dan ever actually read the book, who knows? But the fact that she wrote it, that she poured all those feelings of resentment and isolation into her work, speaks volumes.
It's like a giant neon sign flashing trouble in paradise. So we've got this growing disconnect between Dan and Wendy, their ambitions pulling them in opposite directions, and then we bring the Adelson family into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
That's when things go from complicated to downright explosive. Tell me more about their role in all of this.
The Adelsons are a fascinating bunch. You've got Donna, Wendy's mother, a real force of nature, strong-willed, fiercely protective of her children, and very determined to see them happy. And for Donna, happiness seemed to hinge on, well, marrying within the Jewish faith.
Okay, so family ties run deep, and tradition matters.
Got it. But here's where it gets interesting. You've got Robert, Wendy's brother, who marries outside of the faith. And the result? He's essentially estranged from the family. But then you have Charlie, the other brother, living the life of a carefree bachelor, and the Adelsons seem perfectly fine with it.
Wait, hold on. So they're okay with the bachelor lifestyle, but not marrying outside the faith? What's up with that?
Right. It's a head-scratcher, isn't it?
Yeah.
This seeming double standard is a huge question mark in this whole story. Why were the Adelsons so accepting of Charlie's choices while practically disowning Robert for his? It suggests that maybe, just maybe, there were other factors at play beyond religious observance.
Like what?
Well, it makes you wonder if control played a role. Could it be that for the Adelsons, ensuring their children's happiness but on their terms mattered more than anything else?
Wow, that's a theory and a half. So we've got high expectations, potential double standards, and a growing resentment towards Dan for, well, maybe not fitting into this family mold.
Yeah.
It sounds like the stage is set for one heck of a showdown.
Oh, absolutely. And unfortunately, that showdown took a very dark turn, a tragic turn, as the marriage continued to crumble and the fight for control escalated with absolutely devastating consequences.
So we're talking high-stakes divorce, family drama, and then out of the blue, Wendy decides to pack up and leave Tallahassee, takes the kids back to Miami. I mean, can you imagine Dan's reaction? Talk about adding fuel to the fire.
Oh, absolutely. And trust me, this wasn't your typical amicable separation. The custody battle over those two boys, downright brutal.
Brutal, Hal. Paint me a picture.
It was a full-on legal slugfest, with both sides throwing everything they had at each other. Dan went after Wendy's career, accusing her of financial misdeeds in the divorce filings, even tried to get her disbarred. Wendy came back swinging, claiming Dan had created a hostile work environment. It was messy, to say the least, and through it all, the tension, the resentment, it just kept building.
Okay, so we've got a recipe for disaster. A bitter divorce, a family divided, and then, well, then we get to those chilling jokes from Charlie, Wendy's brother. You know, the ones about hiring a hitman to take out Dan.
Yeah, those jokes definitely hit different in hindsight, don't they?
It's like, dude, read the room. This is serious stuff.
I know, right? And it's not just the jokes that make you go, let's not forget about that conveniently timed TV repair at Dan's house on the day of the murder.
You're telling me. Orchestrated by, you guessed it, Charlie. Coincidence? Maybe. But it's one heck of a coincidence, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And then the murder itself, it's just chilling. A teacher is on the phone with Dan, hears a struggle, his labored breathing as he fights for his life. Just awful.
Awful doesn't even begin to cover it. So naturally, the police immediately zeroes in on Wendy, right? I mean, she's the ex. There's a custody battle raging, and she just happened to move back to Miami with the kids days before the murder. It's like something out of a crime novel.
On the surface, yeah, it's a textbook case. But here's where it gets really interesting and more than a little baffling. You see, Wendy's reaction to Dan's murder. Let's just say it doesn't exactly scream grieving ex-wife.
Okay, you've got to give me more. What do you mean it doesn't add up?
Think about it. On the one hand, she appears genuinely distraught, devastated by the news of her children's father being murdered. But then, on the other hand, she's strangely composed during her police interview. Even going so far as to mention Charlie's hitman jokes, it's almost as if she's, I don't know, trying to subtly steer the investigation in a certain direction.
Wow. That's pretty cold, if you ask me. And what about her family? How did the Adelsons react?
That's the other thing that raises eyebrows. Remember Donna, Wendy's mother, the family matriarch who, from what we can gather, was used to calling the shots.
Yeah, the one who really wanted her kids to marry within the faith. What about her?
Well, her reaction to Dan's murder was strange, to say the least. She reportedly told someone that she was relieved by her own parents' shocked response to the news.
Wait a minute, relieved? Who says that about their soon-to-be ex-son-in-law being brutally murdered? That's beyond bizarre.
Exactly. It just doesn't sit right. It suggests this, well, this detachment, even a sense of callousness that's deeply unsettling. It's almost as if Dan's death, as tragic as it was, removed some kind of obstacle in their minds.
You mean like the obstacle of Dan getting custody of the boys?
Yeah.
Of him potentially taking them away from Miami, away from the Adelsons' influence.
Exactly. And let's not forget, just days after the funeral, Wendy uproots those kids again, moves them back to Miami, citing safety concerns. Convenient, some might say, considering how much the Adelsons clearly wanted Wendy and those boys back home under their roof.
Okay, now that is suspicious. So we have a family with motive, a murder that seems to play right into their hands, and a whole lot of shady behavior. But motive alone doesn't equal guilt. Did the investigators find anything concrete to connect the Adelsons to Dan's murder? What was the smoking gun? That's what I'm dying to know. It's one thing to have suspicions, but another entirely to actually connect the dots. What did the investigators find?
Well, this is where the case takes a turn from, you know, your typical messy divorce drama to something straight out of a crime thriller. Remember that detail about a Prius leaving the scene of the crime? Initially, everyone thought it was just a random car involved in a minor accident.
Right. A dead end, they thought.
Exactly. No witnesses, no clear leads. Mm-hmm. But the investigators, they didn't give up. They were determined to crack this case. And so they went back and reviewed hours and hours of surveillance footage from all over the area. The boys' preschool, Dan's gym, you name it, even city buses.
Wow, they weren't messing around. And what did they find?
They hit the jackpot. They found footage of that Prius multiple times in the days leading up to the murder.
Get out. They actually caught it on camera.
They did. It was like that Prius was circling Dan, showing up in the background of his daily routine, almost like it was casing him.
Creepy.
Great. Super creepy. So they were able to get a better look at the car.
Enough to pull a partial license plate. And that, my friend, was all they needed. They traced it back to a rental agency in Miami.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat. Who rented the car? Remember those two names we mentioned earlier? Sigfredo Garcia and Luis Rivera?
Right, right. The hitmen.
Bingo. Turns out, they were the ones who rented that Prius. And remember those phone records you sent over? The ones that seemed like a random jumble of calls?
Yeah, I couldn't make heads or tails of them.
Well, the investigators, they saw a pattern, a clear chain of communication leading right back to the Adelsons.
No way. Are you serious?
Oh, I'm serious. It was like a twisted game of telephone. Charlie would call Donna. Donna would call Katie. Remember her, Charlie's girlfriend.
Katie Magunua. Yeah.
Yep. Katie would then call Sigfredo, and Sigfredo would call Luis. They were so careful to avoid any direct contact with each other.
Wow. A real web of deceit. But how did the FBI ever catch them if they were being so careful?
That's where it gets even crazier. The FBI decided to stage an elaborate sting operation, something they called the bump.
The bump? Sounds intriguing.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
So Luis Rivera, one of the hitmen, he ends up in jail on unrelated charges shortly after the murder. The FBI saw an opportunity. They send in an undercover agent posing as a friend of Luis's, someone who claims to know all about the Markle hit and is ready to spill the beans unless he gets paid.
Oh, wow. And then what?
This undercover agent, he just happens to bump into Donna Adelson outside her condo, acting all nervous, demanding hush money.
Wait, are you telling me they staged a whole encounter?
A whole encounter, complete with a fake accomplice and everything. It was a risky move, but it worked like a charm. Donna, visibly shaken, immediately calls Charlie. And remember that coded language we talked about?
Right, like they were trying to be all cloak and dagger.
Exactly. Well, they weren't exactly subtle about it. But little did they know, the FBI was listening in on the whole conversation thanks to those wiretaps.
This is insane. So what did they hear?
They caught Donna and Charlie discussing the bump, panicking about being caught, and even using their code word for the murder, that TV. It was all the evidence the FBI needed.
So they finally had them.
They thought so, but it wasn't over yet. They still had one more card up their sleeve. Remember that muffled audio recording from the restaurant meeting between Charlie and Katie? The one that seemed unusable.
Yeah, I remember thinking, what's the point of even mentioning it if you can't hear what they're saying?
Well, the FBI brought in some audio experts and they worked their magic. They were able to enhance that recording and boom, suddenly they had Charlie and Katie discussing the murder in detail, talking about how to cover their tracks, everything. That, combined with financial records showing a clear trail of money from the Adelsons to the hitmen, was enough to convict Charlie.
Wow. And what about Donna? She was caught trying to flee the country, right?
That's right. She was apprehended at the airport, passport in hand, about to board a one-way flight to, of all places, Vietnam. She's currently awaiting trial.
So what's going to happen to her? What's her defense?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The prosecution's case seems strong, but Donna maintains her innocence. It's going to be a tough battle for both sides. And as for Wendy, well, she's in this strange limbo. She received immunity for her testimony against the others, but her involvement, or lack thereof, is still very much up for debate. Did she know more than she let on? Was she an active participant in this plot, or was she truly in the dark, manipulated by her own family?
It's chilling to think that she might have been a pawn in all of this.
It really is. This whole case is a tragic reminder that even the most seemingly perfect families can have dark secrets. And sometimes those secrets can lead to unimaginable consequences.
Consequences that have left the community in shock and a family torn apart. And while justice may be served, the question of what truly happened, what drove this family to such extremes, may never be fully answered.
That's the thing about truth, isn't it? Sometimes it's elusive, hidden beneath layers of deception and betrayal. And in the Dan Markle case, the truth, well, it's as twisted and tangled as the web this family wove.
It leaves you wondering, doesn't it? Just how much do we really know about the people we love, the families we come from?
That's the question we're left grappling with. The Dan Markle case is a story of ambition, betrayal, and the devastating consequences of family secrets. And it's a story that will stay with us long after the final gavel falls.
Well said. And that wraps up another deep dive. Thanks for joining us on this journey as we try to untangle the truth behind some of the most baffling cases out there. Until next time, keep those questions coming, and remember sometimes, the truth is stranger than fiction.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed. In the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today. You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today. Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.